Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide and need your regular prayers. And now, here is today's presentation.
On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the place where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began preaching, teaching, speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by these believers. They were completely astonished. They were amazed. "How can this be?" they proclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. We are here from Parthians, we're Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pergamum, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome. People speaking in their own, and we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They were amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. Some said in the crowd, and even ridiculed these believers, "They're just drunk. That's all." That's the first part of our reading. "Did you hear the news?" said one Jerusalemite to another. "There just came a loud sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire place where the people were. And tongues of fire appeared on each one of these believers." There were 120 believers gathered, and they were all filled with this amazing Holy Spirit. And these Galileans began to speak in languages of everyone in Jerusalem. People came running together. They were bewildered, amazed, and astonished, hearing the word of God spoken to them directly in their own languages. That's my version of what we just read. But it's recorded by Luke as the most extraordinary experience of the Holy Spirit coming on those God-believing, God-fearing Jewish people that were present in Jerusalem. They came to celebrate this annual Shavuot, is how it's said in Hebrew. Shavuot, or the Feast of Harvest, or the Pentecost. This was an annual event. Came along always. It was one of those three designated times when they were to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to celebrate the good things and the thanksgivings that they have. And one of the things that they were to harvest, they were to give thanksgiving on this Shavuot festival, is a celebration of the crops, the harvest. God had blessed them with great success in their harvests, and they were to come and celebrate at the temple. And they came all over. They came from all over the known world then. They came from Persians. There were Persians present. Grecians, people from Rome was there. Egyptians were present. Arabs were present. Libyans were present. All Jews, people, and where did they come from? They came from the dispersions that we're familiar with. In 586, when people went to serve under Cyrus, and all over the United United provinces, but actually separated from their families in various experiences like persecutions. So now these people, being Jews, as devout Jews, they would come together, and they would celebrate their blessedness with good crops. Come together to share the joy of being together with their Lord. Now they were clearly perplexed. Could you imagine what it would be like to hear the good miracles that were being shared by this 120? These people that were known to be Galileans, but they indeed were speaking in the language and the tongue of each of the individuals from all of the various countries that came. Those people heard in their language what these disciples were sharing, the good news, the extraordinary, amazing information that God had done wonders in their life. Well, they did say, "What does this mean?" And you and I could together today still wonder, what did they mean? Well, we know that the signs of the Holy Spirit, they descended on the disciples at Pentecost, and it caused them to proclaim the wonders that God had done. Fire and wind are powerful symbols. They have the potential for the creation and of destruction. Isn't that true? We know that the Ruah refers to the spirit or the wind or the breath of God. It brooded over the ancient waters before the humans were created. We know that in the scriptures from Genesis 1-2. And then we also know that God calls Moses and leads the Israelites with a pillar of fire out of slavery and death in Egypt to their promised land. This is spirit, that joy that can come from following Jesus Christ. It can sustain us all through the tough times. We know that it's also true that fire can be destructive, as we know from the most recent fires going on in Australia and in Canada here about 3 years ago when we had the terrible destructions in the Fort McMurray area. But of course, we're talking about the power to purify in the scriptures we read this morning. Fire does purify, you know, and make gold purified. And we do know that that's exactly what they were talking about in the scriptures here. The purifying power of the Holy Spirit, not the destructive nature. The great joy to bring people prepared to hear the good news of the gospel. I think we look today, in some ways, at the challenges that are faced with this COVID experience. There's a lot of wreckage going on in the COVID experience. We wait for the birth of a new normal. We're called, as maybe in some ways the scriptures are referring to, the reality that in those days, you know, there was a challenge that had to put up with, obviously being under the boot of Roman soldiers, power of an oppressive nation over top of them, and they were themselves a nation. They were the chosen people of God, and yet they had to contend with an issue that was very, very difficult. Well, they wanted to be renewed and ignited. They wanted to have the symbols that we refer to now as fire, tongues of fire. They really did have those settle on them during this event. People witnessed them and said that they saw these tongues of fire. Now, Peter himself, let me just now read the next passage that is pertaining to the scripture. Some of the crowd ridiculed them and said, "These people are just drunk, that's all." Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk. As some of you are assuming, 9 o'clock in the morning is too much, too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago. What you have experienced was predicted long ago in Joel." In the book of Joel, he now reads, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will see dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. the sun will become dark, and the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day that the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus of Nazareth by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you all know. But God knew that what would happen, and he had prearranged and was carried out when Jesus was betrayed, and with the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to the cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grips. God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now he is exalted in the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand, and the Father, as he has promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Well, we continue now with this story. Amazing that Peter should suddenly realize the wait is over. The power of the Holy Spirit has come upon them. The mission has started. They were to proclaim the gospel of Christ. They were to spread the good news of salvation and begin the powerful growth of the church. And they were to start in Jerusalem, and they were to take it to all corners of the earth. Well, my friends, it's simply true. Especially today, people in our neighborhoods today are hearing the message of Jesus Christ, not only through the internet, but of course from the pulpit. And the sooner the better, as far as I'm concerned as well. But the reality is that is the situation that we're finding ourselves in now together. Yes, indeed, we are able to, as Christian members of the churches that we are members of, whether it's Eternal Hope here in Carlton Place or your church wherever you are, or if you're thinking about going to a church as a result of the realization that God is real, the Spirit is at work. And the Spirit is working, and it matters a great deal. Pentecost signifies a new beginning for all God's people. A new starting over, if you will. Because it's a new relationship with God himself that's happening there. Peter proclaims, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is big news. Big, big news. Jesus, the man on the cross, was hung unjustly to die on the cross. The man who's been proclaimed was resurrected from the dead, and he appeared to many people in the last 50 days. This man, Jesus, the Son of God, your Lord, and everyone who calls on his name will be saved, redeemed, and brought into eternal life. That's what it means. What does it mean, they said? Well, they heard the good news proclaimed. So on this Pentecost Sunday, as I wrap up, we remain untouched, maybe, some of us. Some of us are not renewed in the Spirit. Are we missing the point? Or are we allowing ourselves to be touched by the moment, the gift of the Holy Spirit, present with you this moment, wherever you are? Whether you acknowledge him or not, because you breathe, because you were born, you have the creation of God in you. God knew you when you were in the womb. He knows everything about you. Why don't you learn to know more about him? That's what Pentecost is all about, sharing the good news of salvation for everyone. Yes, there are cynics. There's been cynics everywhere, and of course in Jesus' day, even this very day of Pentecost, there were cynics. People were not moved by the powerful outpouring of God's people. But what do we do about that? Well, I think we do make some stands. I do know that there's a lot of political people today from various parties are speaking from both sides of their mouths, making promises we know they are not intended to keep. We know that there's brutality against people in Canada, not just the United States. Even though there's millions of dollars being spent Are they really helping the people, the hopeless people, those that are suffering from various diseases, not just COVID? Are they willing to help the homeless? It would be nice to see more action on that front. Would you agree? Billy Graham gave a Pentecost message going back to 1957. He said, when the church loses its fire, warmth, and passion, it cannot penetrate the barriers of paganism and materialism which surround it. It can't. The disciples of Christ make no impression on a godless world unless they become a church on fire. So the new normal, well, the new normal that we're experiencing, we've got to turn our passion for Christ on a rescue mission. We need to create. That's why I guess I can truly say I'm outrightly dismayed with the racially motivated murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. It was disgusting. I did see it once. I wouldn't watch it again thereafter. It was just awful to imagine that not only was that happening, but there was other police officers present and nobody moved. Nobody took any challenge. Again, I speak that there is prejudice in this country as well with the First Nation people. And there are black neighbors that are experiencing, even in Canada, challenges. There are, however, also Jews, not from just Jesus' day, but to our day. Desecrations of synagogues all across this nation. And there are challenges with Muslims' mosques also being desecrated. Any religious minority in this country is being challenged. I must say, I do not know how it is to be targeted. I've never felt that I was targeted. But for those people that do know the truth, they have been indeed recognized as a minority, and they're paying a price because of prejudiced people and their actions against them. Well, we must make a stand, I personally believe, on this Pentecost Sunday. We must make a stand if we believe in God's word, and it's clear. We need to be prepared to defend people who are being prejudiced, who are being challenged racially. But we also have to be prepared to make another stand. The Anglican Network in Canada, the ANCA across North America and around the world are making a stand also to defend the rights of children being murdered in the womb. We also know that we have to make a stand on the realities right now, the very current realities in North America and around the world, but particularly in Canada right now. We're a province in Canada. The town or city of Calgary has just approved the right that prevents parents of children from having them transcend their sexual orientation. Children as early as 11, 12, and 13 who are confused completely by the issues they may be feeling. And yet parents can't step into the breach and guide them appropriately to let them know the truth that God created them, that they are created men or women, girls or boys. And that right to defend their child in this process has now been removed in Calgary. And it is now before the country in the present federal government. Hard to believe that of the 14 councillors in Calgary, 13 approved the motion, one only stood against God's word. And in it, they made a rule. They made it clear that anyone, including pastors like myself, can be charged up to $10,000 and in jail for a year for reading the Bible, the truth about God said he created man and a woman. And Jesus said, marriage is between a man and a woman. My statement could put me in jail, could challenge me. See, the spirit of truth that came through the Holy Spirit, if we share the good news of salvation, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, can also mean that we'll have to make choices. So in closing, I say this to you. I absolutely believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is present. So I say, don't despair. We know the truth. We have the light of Christ in us and the promise that the Spirit will prevail. And the victory is yours, and it is mine. Did you hear the good news? Everyone who calls in the name of the Lord will be saved. It's not too late to share the good news. All men and all men. Oh, Lord God, I pray that the message that I shared will be acceptable to you, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts present be worthy in thy hearing, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. If you've been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website gncm.ca, and be sure to share your good news if you've come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart, and may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, and accompanying love.